Good evening, good evening. It's your boy, Joby Fresh, and welcome back to another episode, another edition, the Joby Fresh Show, right on the palm of your hand. It's your boy, Fresh. So welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for another episode. And today's topic going into is share the wealth. Share the wealth, all right? I know we have some new developments coming through, some new interviews with some young entrepreneurs with their startup businesses as well. So ladies and gentlemen, today's topic, and I've been like really thinking about how can I basically, you know, bring new content today. I'm actually working on a website that basically has all the features of Joby Fresh that basically will help you, my broadcast, my nutrition plan, also my investments, tracking my goals and stuff like that on my portfolio pieces, investing in stocks. So that's why I share the wealth. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I really want to just kind of touch base on my portfolio right now so I could look back and hear this back from a year or two down the road, just to see where I have gone and have elevated my, you know, my portfolio. If I seen some losses, if I seen some gains, you know, once again, I am not a financial advisor, but I've been really tapping into some of the stock market, having the ability. It's crazy. You look at it from 5 years ago, also from 10 years ago, having the ability to basically invest your money now, cut the third person out and cut the broker out. So you're not basically dealing with somebody who's handling your money. You're taking the control, the ability to actually use your resources to basically have ownership to invest your own money into the stock market, right? And the stock market's big, right? That's why it's the bull, because you grab it by the horns. It could basically, it could launch you for success, or it could destroy you down to the bottom. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I just want to kind of go over, and the reason why I want to kind of share the wealth is because I felt like there's a lot of people that want to be successful, right? But this is another line of resources for income, right? And I've been listening, I've been watching, I've been like doing a lot of research that, you know, real estate's number one, properties number two, investments number three. You always want to have different, you know, lines of income to be successful. You know, you don't know, maybe you picking a stock that could basically really help you and get you really want to be in life. You know, sometimes you could be a long-term holder or short-term, or and it could be a basically a trader. A trader, meaning that you trade daily. So here's some of the perks as well. For you not to get basic, and I learned this doing a lot of research, for you not to be taxed on your investments by, you know, selling some of your stocks within a month or half a year or within the time frame, you won't get taxed on it. I think by 30% to the government. If you hold it for a whole year without even selling your stocks, you basically won't have to give a high percentage or even have to claim that on your taxes. I could be wrong, but all the resources I got basically let me know on that. So I just want to kind of go touch bases. If you're interested in stocks, right, you have the ability to learn some. And this is, I'll save the big one for the last one so you guys can understand. So I got three stocks into this apartment investment and management. When I got into it, it was at $2. Now it's at $5, right? So within the whole month of my investment, I have mostly seen a good like 5% increase. Right, so it went from, you know, now the value of it from $2, now it's a value of around $15. It's really good about dividends, ladies and gentlemen. What are dividends? Dividends are basically percentage that the company or as the shareholders will basically get some earnings back. It happens like monthly, quarterly, half the year, or whole the year. It depends on the company that's going to give you those dividends. And that right there, having dividends by putting more stocks into a company can pay out high dividends each, once again, daily, monthly, quarterly, or yearly. And that right there could also help you to pay some bills off in the future. These are the things I did a lot of research on. Some of it I didn't. I was basically Listen to a lot of other resources, like this one called Sundial Grower. It's basically for cannabis. My dividends is at 3.2%, and I got the stock at, I got 15 shares of it. I got it when it was only, I think, 99 cents, and it's basically up within a whole month by 177%. 177%. That's when you know you're seeing gains. Okay, now the my value right now is per $19. All right, so if you're looking at stocks, you always want to have like different variety in your stock markets, right? You want to basically try to tap into different resources, and you know it teaches you. I use, there's different platforms out there, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever you feel more comfortable, wherever you suits you. There's this one I kind of basically seen the increase on my portfolio was Robinhood. You also got TD, American Trade. You also have, you know, X Trade. You also have Webull. It's a new app that basically has the ability to stock even after hours as well. There's right now, if you invest $100, they give you 3 free stocks. Then you also have Coinbase. Coinbase is another resources for currency, cryptocurrency. And I'm big in crypto, so I just want to give you guys my percent. My portfolio right now has 77% in crypto. Out of the other rest, I have 23% in regular stocks. Then that 23% is going to be like your healthcare, your consumer goods, finance, energy and water, technology by 8%, tech, media and telecom, and I got 6% in manufacturing and materials. That one is basically, I'll touch base on that. This is the stock, and I'll give you guys the a briefing. I'll guys give you the code for this one. It's basically it's oil and gas, and their code is MCF. MCF. Once again, due to the market crash back, well, not market, but due to the pandemic, their market crashed really, really low. So they're the highest they ever have been was, well, I think around $55 per share, and I got it in, what was that right now, $2 per share. So let's look at my gains within the month is at 21%. That's good. My dividends at 2.3 per. I got 3 shares, so right now if I sell that, I could average per share is $14 per share. So that could roughly around maybe 70, 80 bucks. So right now, yeah, oh, actually $112. So it's basically, how are you going to basically, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just kind of touching base on different categories that you could tap into to help your portfolio. And just, you know, I've learned as it's not the successful stories that will make you successful. It's the failures that will help you be successful. And I've been always neglecting on stocks. I've been always heard and always seen that people, you know, got into it 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But now there's no time slots. There's no timeline when to start investing, right? You could invest now, or you can invest later, whenever is right for you. And today, well, not today, 3 months ago, 4 months ago was a good ability to get me into stocks. And I'll tell you the reason why, ladies and gentlemen. Why did I recently got into stocks and more appealing to it is because when I had COVID in December, right? I had COVID and I was still getting paid do my leave of absence. And the reason why I'm kind of sharing this is because I need additional resources of income to help me just in case if anything else happens. And you know, you always want to be having a cushion. And stock market is just kind of like gambling as well, right? You invest, you don't know if it can hit or not. You could basically gain or lose the choice is you, but you will never know if you never take the risk and you'll never take the chance. So I'm used of, you know, wasting my money on dumb things. Why not put it to good use and try to see if I could make a negative into a positive? So that's what I did. I started off just your regular basic investment, $20, right? So through over time, $20 has been doubling and my portfolio has been increasing within these 3 months. So that being said, I know I have a long way to go, but share the wealth. That's what today's topic is share the wealth among other people around your environment, around your home. It's because they're not the one percenters, the multimillionaires, the billionaires are not going to basically map it out for you. They may have amazing, successful stories that you may be appealing to. You may feel encouraged. You may feel motivated from what they're saying. But coming from an average person like me, they're just the upcoming, that's starting things, brand new, getting involved, talking to different resources, talking to different people, getting out there with the exposure, with the different type of experience to share that on this platform. Because once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is only the beginning where I'm going to be heading to in life. And you have the ability to basically jump on and listen to what the journey I'm basically heading to. And you could take part of it too. Once again, I'm sharing it so you guys could jump on as well. So looking back, you will have the ability to take it or not. It's okay. And I want to share that because I want everyone to be successful. I want everyone to be a millionaire. I want everyone to have that freedom. And I learned, right? I learned that money can't buy happiness, right? Money can't buy happiness. So don't think what you heard is money is the root of evil. It's the way how you spend it and the way how you need it, right? There's so many things that money can really help you through. A lot of situations, a lot of pandemics, a lot of disasters, right? Resources with having that type of money, not basically worshiping it, but having it as a successful need that you need on a daily basis, like paying bills, going to dinner, buying groceries, your house, also vacations, hotels, vehicles. You know, these are the things that you need, the type of resources to basically get you financially fit, financially freedom, right? Financially fit, ladies and gentlemen. You want to have that nice place you want to call home. You want to have that nice vehicle that you've been dreaming and you want to invest into it. So this is the proper way to help you, you know, an extra line of income. There's nothing wrong with it, right? So that being said, I got that out of the way. I'm going to give you guys the biggest one of all. And I have seen this grow. And, you know, as a first timer, I shouldn't have sold the whole stock when it was increasing. I should have left it when I had it in the beginning. But I'm going to tell you right now, before I get into it, I want to go a little history about the currency of crypto, right? My brother told me 2010 about Bitcoin, right? I wish I would have invested when he told me. At the same time, it was 3 cents or less than 3 cents in 2010. So when I basically had the ability, as my brother was talking about it, I should invest by then, because 10 years now, it went from less than a penny now to $55,000 per share. Now, that being said, if I would invest, ladies and gentlemen, right? If I would invest maybe 1,000 shares, right? If I would invest 1,000 shares, and I love that I have this calculator that tells me about the stocks, right? Well, because I'm kind of curious if I would invest back then, right? So let's say at the time it was at 3 cents, right? And if you just want to just be safe, right? Let's say, for instance, you bought 1,000 shares, right? 1,000 shares per price of the stock would have cost you $40, right? And you sell it to today, right? Bitcoin had like its ups and downs throughout the year, right? Throughout the years, it basically 1 month it went up, I think an average around $10,000 per share, then went down to basically $2,000. It was always fluctuating, right? But if you just stay in the game, ladies and gentlemen, stay in the game for the long run, right? This is different. You understand, what kind of investor are you going to be, right? So I want to tell you today. So If you will sell the stock today and you only had 1,000 shares for $40 back in 2010, right? And you just, you know, I'm just going to leave it, right? Your average income, if you sold it today, all right, it's just flipping my mind, okay? All right, let's see. We're calculating. It will be for 1,000 shares for $40 base price, right? Your running total would be $10.9 billion. You become a billionaire in 10 years if you play that strategy, right? If it was 3 cents per share, right? So you missed the first wave, but here comes the second wave. And this is where I'm basically letting you know. Here's a new cryptocurrency that I'm really involved in and I want to share. And this is going to be the last time I'm going to talk about it because I can't get this off my mind. And I've seen, and you know what? As a beginner, I have hyped one currency up, cryptocurrency. And this is what I've been told, and I'll talk about it. It was called XRP. All right, I was so, one of my friends, we talked about it a year ago. Yeah, a year ago, we talked about this currency, about XRP, right? It's a new cryptocurrency for the wallet. It's basically, it's called Crypto Payment Network. It basically helps enterprises use, and it's basically due to exchanging currency around the world. Right, exchanging currency around the world. So I was like, dude, that's brilliant, because Western Union just signed a $1.2 billion with this company. So I figured, hey, if there's to be traction, why not get involved in it? So I hyped it up. I got involved when it was at 3 cents. It got up to, the highest it got up to was let's say within a year was 6 cents. So that right there was a 20% increase, right? And then it just kind of dropped back down to 40 cents, right? So I could have sold it when it was at its peaks. But this is a lesson to learn, right? And I told people about it. Some people made money, some people lost money. But that's the thing about stocks, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, okay? So I was like, man, I wish I would have got into Bitcoin, right? Well, lo and behold, there was this other one I saw, and I was like, wow. So I was on Robinhood, and I said, this Dogecoin, you know, I didn't know nothing about it, right, before it became a cent. And I was so more appealed about it because I was looking at cryptocurrencies, and I was like, this is below a cent. I was like, let me invest into it, right? I want to put $20 per share, and that gave me, for $1,000, right, for $1,000, yeah, no, actually, $20 got me, I think, 2,500 shares. 2,500, yeah, 2,500 shares, right? So, I was more peeved about it. And then when, all of a sudden, it went up. I was talking to my homegirl. Shout out to my homegirl. And I just looked at my stocks, just randomly. I haven't really, like, looked and dived into it. And I flipped that to $115. So, that $25 went all the way up because it skyrocketed up to 2 pennies, right? And I was like, what, penny stocks, right? So Dogecoin, so the abbreviation for Dogecoin is going to be D-O-G-E, D-O-G-E, and this is going to be the second wave of Bitcoin. So Bitcoin, I've done a lot of research. I got, you know, I also invest into Bitcoin, and I basically sold it just to see the profits of what I've been gained. So when I invest into it, it was at 15,000 per share. I only put $25 in, and I talked about this previous episodes ago, and I basically sold when it was at $23,000. I think if I would have kept it now, I think I would have made at least $500 off of it, but I only made additional $60 off in it. So that, but I got my earnings back, so I made around $90 from that. That being said, you can still make, you can still invest into Bitcoin. There's nothing wrong with it. Everything's kind of switching over to it. A lot of people are basically are going to start using Bitcoin as a digital currency. So why I'm talking about Dogecoin? Because within these past 2 weeks and this week, you have big companies getting involved with it. You have Tesla talking about it daily, that they're basically saying that it's going to go to the moon, it's going to be a rocket and launch. And I've seen the increase. It went from less than a penny all the way to 8 cents, and you will be amazed how much money that was within that that gap. So recently, Tesla just announced that they're going to have ATMs at their dealerships that you could turn that into, invest into Dogecoin, or basically use a currency and basically pull money out. That's amazing. Amazon's just announced that they're going to basically use Dogecoin for purchasing merchandise on their platform as well. Mark Cuban, the owner of Mavericks, the CEO owner of Mavericks. He is about to invest $1 billion into Dogecoin and also giving in the platform on his merchandise that you can purchase tickets, purchase jerseys, and also different types of merchandise within the Mavericks. Now you've seen that there's going to be a train. You have three big billionaires are going to be transitioning into Dogecoin, and this is the beginning before it becomes a dollar and XYZ. I am going to be a long stockholder. I'm just going to keep investing into it. I may lose it, I may not, I don't know. That's the risk of being a stockholder. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to beat myself up with it. You know, I will stay in the bottom of my heart. I gave it a try, and you know what? Don't look at it like you lost all that money. Remember, money is not going to be who's going to define you. Money is going to be who's going to make of you. Ooh, that's a good one, right? I think people basically look as money as an idle thing. I look at it as when you get to a certain age, you look at it for different purposes and different resources. You know, money is basically helping me to get out of where I'm at. Right, money is to help you get out of where you at in life, ladies and gentlemen. So that being said, I just encourage you, if you're looking just to invest, okay, so if you just want to just invest $40 into Dogecoin and just let it ride, right, $40, right, that's going to give you maybe 1,000 shares. I take that back, $50 will give you 1,000 shares, right? $50 will give you 1,000 shares, and you just want to hold on to it. So let's say, just do the math real quick, okay? Let's say, ladies and gentlemen, let's say this, okay? I'm going to bring up my calculator. Yeah, 1,000 shares, right? 1,000 shares, and you, right now it's at 5 cents and a Michael cents. You like to say it's around like 8, right? And let's be realistic, right? Let's say if it happens, if it's sold at $100, right? You let it ride for 3-5 years and it got up to $100 per share, right? But you remember, you put you got $1,000, you have 1,000 shares at the price at 5 cents, right? So let's look at that, right? You wait till it gets up to, you spend $60, right? Your profit will be, right, let's see, right, let's reset this because I don't like the numbers it's telling me. Okay, 1,000 shares at 5 cents, oops, 5.8. All right, and it's, you sell it when it was at 100 shares, $100 per share. That right there will give you $639,000. So you basically got a thousand shares for $60.90, and you let it ride up to $100 per share, will bring a profit around $639,000, right? Wouldn't, you know, that's $500,000. Wouldn't you love $500,000 to just let it ride, right? But you got to look at it. You also got to take 30% out of, all right? So 30%, let's get my calculator. 30% is going towards taxes, or you basically give it to the federal. So 639 times 0.03. So they'll take out $20,000, right? $20,000. That's still not bad, right? So minus 20,000 for taxes, you're still left with $619,000. Still amazing. Still half of $1 million. So that you look at your margins, you look at your profit, you look at different categories. You know, I just advise. Once again, I'm just going to put that out there. I am not no financial advisor, but I'm loving to help those that are looking to get some other type of resources, especially their financial resources. Because remember, we grow together, we get rich together, and I want to inspire those around the world that, you know, this is a time, a second wave. Even though you missed your opportunity with Bitcoin, here's another opportunity with Dogecoin. I think that would be the last of another opportunity. I think you could also get into, I think there's another one coming out. But if you have three billionaires talking about it constantly, I think this is going to be a big one. And the coolest thing that separates from Bitcoin against Dogecoin is Bitcoin has a cap. It has a plateau, right? It's a pyramid. There's only certain stocks that are going to be available for your stockholders to purchase, right? Eventually, it's going to break, and eventually, there's going to be tapped out. The coolest thing about Dogecoin, it's unlimited. So as many stocks as you can, there's not going to be no cap, and that whoever developed that was a brilliant idea. So I want to share that. I wanted to encourage you today on this amazing, amazing half of the week. I wanted just to show you guys the other ability. Remember, I'm bringing different content to help you to grow your pockets, to grow your experience, to grow your knowledge. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are learners and teachers. We have to gather information to teach others. Without no lessons, without no experience, we're just going to be an average Joe, and that's a no. So you already know, it's your boy, Joey Fresh, and thank you again for jumping on the air. If you can support it, help it. Donate a dollar to help me, because I'm building building my whole platform on getting mic, video. I can't wait for it. It's in the works. I'm actually saving for it. All the equipment. I'm actually gonna go live as well, and also bring on my audio. So there's going to be film coming out. So there's a lot of works coming in the developments this year. I think this year I'm going to really focus on things I need to get done. And the website's going to be done. Merch is about to come out. Your boy Fresh. You already know. I want to say you guys have a blessed night. Share it. Like it. Donate. Your boy. All the way. You know the phrase. Always got to say it. Got to get up and go get it. It's not going to come to you.